This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Continuing coverage of COVID-19 in Colorado and a look at the latest county case numbers. Slightly smaller case increases today in El Paso County. The state reporting 242 new cases and 4 new deaths. In Pueblo County, 36 new cases and 3 new deaths in the past 24-hour reporting period. Meanwhile, Teller and Fremont counties seeing cases on par with what we've been reporting for the majority of the week. The state reporting 12 cases in Teller County, 17 in Fremont, and as well as 1 new death in Teller County and 3 in Fremont County during the past 24-hour reporting period. A freezer malfunction forced health officials in Pueblo County to toss out hundreds of doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. KRDO's Dan Beatty reports in Pueblo.
There were 300 doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine that were being delivered to a local vaccination clinic at a nearby fire station where they were vaccinating first responders, healthcare workers, and EMTs. The doses were supposed to be used that day, but the portable storage unit storing the vaccines got too cold. Now, the Pfizer vaccine has to be stored at a temperature of negative 94 degrees Fahrenheit. However, vaccines must be thawed out before they're used. At that point, they must remain at a temperature between 36 to 46 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, when the vaccines arrived at the fire station to use them, the unit that the vaccines were in was at 34.5 degrees Fahrenheit.
Once again, Dan Beatty reporting out of our Pueblo Bureau, and we have much more on this over at KRDO.com. The two new In-N-Out Burger locations hold the title for the largest restaurant COVID-19 outbreaks statewide. According to state data, there were 94 cases amongst employees at the Colorado Springs location, 74 positive cases now at the Aurora location. According to public health data, no customers have been directly linked to the outbreaks, and to keep in mind, these outbreak numbers are a cumulative total. Not all of these employees were sick at once, and in order to get off that outbreak list, In-N-Out locations would have to log at least 28 days without new COVID-19 cases. The fifth case of that mutant, more contagious COVID-19 variant has been confirmed here in Colorado. The state lab is now routinely screening samples. Governor Jared Polis says that the Colorado Department of Health is doing about 5 to 10% of statewide testing analysis and is asking for other labs across the state to submit batches of positive tests so they can also be screened.
But at this time, there's nothing that indicates that this would cause different or more severe symptoms. But if it does transmit more quickly, obviously if more people get it, it means more people hospitalized.
The most recent case involves an individual from Boulder County in their 20s. 68 elected officials from Colorado calling for investigators to look into Representative Lauren Boebert's role in inciting last week's riots on the Capitol. The request is in a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, raising concerns about Boebert's actions leading up to and during the insurrection at the Capitol, accusing her of using her Twitter to reveal Pelosi's location during that lockdown. And five-time Olympic medalist Kelty Keller made his first court appearance today in Denver following charges for his alleged involvement in those U.S. Capitol riots. The Olympic swimmer now facing 3 federal charges, including obstruction of law enforcement, entering a restricting building without lawful authority, and disorderly conduct on Capitol guards.
Plenty of sunshine across southern Colorado today. Noticeably cooler temperatures in the 30s, and even some areas feeling more like the 20s due to those wind chill readings. Winds will taper off for the Pikes Peak region after 5 p.m. Overnight tonight, temperatures in the teens and 20s. We'll wake up with plenty of sunshine on Friday and temperatures in the 30s and 40s with certainly calmer winds out there. A chance of snow returns to the forecast for Saturday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.